First, we started by looking at the medical reports and different symptoms seen in people after they stayed at a campsite and got diseases or died. Similar symptoms included lethargy, abdominal pain, flatulence, diarrhea, and others. After determining there was something in the water, we went through a series of steps, including examining water samples from different locations around the campsite. The common denominators between the water were from samples of water from downstream in the south toilet, where there were rice-like circles in the water. Using Koch's postulates, we tested the circle water on the rats, and 97 out of 100 of them died and experienced similar symptoms to the victims of the disease. We came to the conclusion that the circles are the quote-unquote culprit, and now we want to figure out if these circles are alive or not. In order to answer that, we need to find out if these circles are made of cells. We discovered that there are two different types of cells, prokaryotic that do not have nuclei, and eukaryotic that do have nuclei. Cell parts contain starches, which are carbs, fats, lipids, and proteins. To figure out if the circles contain cells, we have to use three different dyes, iodine, methylene blue, and Congo red. Iodine only adheres to carbs and will turn from yellow to brown. The methylene blue stain will only adhere to proteins, and Congo red will only stick to fats or lipids. We think that these circles do have cells.